Once upon a time, there was a hero. This hero visited the living rooms of children across the United States, wearing his trademark red cardigan sweater and the casual yet loving smile. Before sharing his gift of storytelling and puppetry, this kind-hearted television host would change into his basic canvas shoes while singing a song about being a happy neighbor. This colossus of children's entertainment was Fred Rogers, known by his neighbors and friends as Mr. Rogers. The beloved TV icon is celebrated across the United States for his calm but authoritative look at racism, divorce, sibling rivalries, and death. This month, Sony Pictures is launching A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, starring Tom Hanks as Mr. Rogers. The film takes a look at magazine writer Tom Juno's quest for a feature article on the television personality for Esquire magazine. As we prepare for the release of the film here at Tartan Talks, we revisit Mr. Rogers' 1998 visit to Edinburgh University, where he was awarded an honorary doctorate for public service. He also delivered an acceptance speech that left the audience completely silent in adoration. The first voice you'll hear in this program is former Edinburgh President Dr. Frank G. Pogue, namesake of our current student center, who introduces Mr. Rogers and presents the honors. Please enjoy this life-changing presentation and discover just what Fred Rogers means to Edinburgh University and generations of kind-hearted kids. This is Tartan Talks, a podcast from Edinburgh University. I'm your host, Christopher LaFuria. Each month, we'll take a look at individuals who make Edinburgh an exciting, diverse, and profound place to discover your passions.
His focus on self-affirmation and child development mirrors values that we as a community hold dear. We are pleased and delighted that Fred McFeely Rogers is visiting our neighborhood today. And I am honored to read the citation for Mr. Rogers' award.
This wasn't just a normal guest that we were having speak at the commencement ceremony in 1998. Most of the crowd sitting here with their eyes fixed on the stage grew up with Mr. Rogers. They either saw him on TV, sang along with him, changed their shoes with him, and some of the parents even watched their kids learn so much from this cultural icon. They welcomed him to Edinburgh University, of all places, to give a greeting and a word of congratulations to everybody that was graduating.
Which nourish the healthy emotional growth of children, for your contributions over more than 40 years to the theory and practice of child development, which have had a positive and profound effects on three generations of American children and their parents, for your legacy of self-affirmation and individual worth, and for the hundreds of visits you have made to our neighborhoods, the President and Council of Trustees of Edinburgh University of Pennsylvania hereby confer upon Fred McFeely Rogers the degree of Doctor of Public Service, in testimony thereof, the seal of the university and signatures as authorized by the Council of Trustees are hereto affixed. President of the University, Frank G. Pogue, Chairperson, Council of Trustees, R. Benjamin Wiley, given in Edinburgh, Pennsylvania on the 9th of May, 1998.
I'll tell you what, we have had championship football teams, we have had nail-biting contests in basketball, and I have never seen the reaction to something with this much applause. There is not one person who is seated, there's not one person who isn't just standing in the aisles or at their seat applauding this gentle, elderly man wearing a cardigan sweater and wearing these tennis shoes that we've grown to know and love.
Now, won't you be my neighbor, Mr. Rogers' neighborhood? Won't you be my neighbor? Our friends here in the front of the room are going to lead us all in singing Mr. Rogers' theme. And we'll give you a minute to find the words and get ready. Are you ready?
Imagine being a little kid and getting to sing your hero song right in front of them as they're watching. I can't even imagine what that's like.
Well, that was wonderful. Thank you, students from Clark and Miller School. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Rogers.
Just a little background on the story Mr. Rogers is about to reference in his speech. Just a few weeks before this commencement ceremony, on April 24, 1998, the town of Edinburgh suffered one of the worst tragedies in history as a Parker Middle School teacher was gunned down by one of the students. 48-year-old John Gillette and another teacher were shot at the 8th grade dinner dance, with John Gillette passing away shortly after. Mr. Rogers took this opportunity to grieve with the audience and also let them know that everything was going to be okay. Now, this was just a few weeks after the incident occurred when the wounds were still fresh, but showing his care for everyone and his empathy, he took just a couple minutes to reflect with the audience and share their pain and hope to get them on the track towards healing.
That was wonderful to hear the children sing. Wonderful to hear you all sing and you all play. Thank you for this warm welcome. It is a beautiful day in this neighborhood. A beautiful day. But before I begin, I'd like you to know that I recognize that you in Edinburgh have had many days, particularly during this last month, many days that were far from beautiful. You've had an extremely painful time, and you've handled it with enormous dignity. I just want you to know that I admire you. I feel that John Gillette's spirit inspires you. The whole country applauds you. And it's a great privilege for me to be with you. I once asked a 12-year-old friend of mine what she thought I should say to graduating seniors in college. Incidentally, I met this friend several years before at Johns Hopkins Hospital, just after she had had very complicated brain surgery. She had to have one whole hemisphere of her brain removed. obviously she's had a lot to deal with in her young life already. But here's what she suggested that I say to graduating seniors. Hi, my name is Fred Rogers, and I am here to tell you to do little favors for people, then they will like you and feel better about the world, and then they will do little favors for other people. There was a day when that girl's parents wondered if she'd ever be able to speak again. Her doctor, Ben Carson, was always optimistic. As you can imagine, we're very proud of her. In fact, she herself is forever doing favors for others. I guess with the idea that they'll do favors for others themselves. If you saw our neighborhood on television when you were very young, you may have heard me say, "I'm proud of you." Well, you can be sure of that again today. I'm proud of what has brought you to this special moment in your life, the choices that you have made that has allowed your commencement to be. I'm very much interested in choices and what it is and who it is that enable us human beings to make these choices all through our lives. What choices lead to ethnic cleansing? What choices lead to healing? What choices lead to the destruction of the environment? Or teenagers shooting teachers? What choices allow heroism in the midst of chaos? I have a lot of framed things in my office which people have presented to me through the years. And this will be added to them, Dr. Pogue, what you've just given me. Thank you. Many of them are in different languages. On my walls are Greek and Hebrew and Russian and Chinese. And beside my chair is a little one in French. It's a sentence from Saint-Exupéry's Little Prince, which says, "L'essentiel est invisible pour les yeux." What is essential is invisible to the eye. The closer we get to knowing the truth of that sentence, the closer I feel we get to wisdom. What is essential about you that is invisible to the eye? And who are those who have helped you become who you are? My hunch is that anyone who has ever graduated from a college or a university, anyone who has ever been able to sustain a good work, has had at least one person, and often many, who have believed in him or her. We just don't get to be competent human beings without the investment of a lot of others. I'd like to give you all an invisible gift today, a gift of a silent minute to think about any people you know who have been an important part of your life. Some of them may be here right now. Some may be far away. Some may even be in heaven. Wherever they are, if they've loved you and encouraged you and wanted what was best for you in life, they're right inside yourself. And I just feel that you deserve quiet time on this very special occasion to devote some thought to them. So let's just take a minute of silence and think about the people who have cared about us all along the way. 1 minute. Whomever you've been thinking about, just imagine how grateful they must be that you remember them when you think of your own becoming. One of the last major pieces of legislation which my friend John Hines offered to the United States Senate before he died was known as the War Orphans Bill. It was an effort to prevent the Pentagon from stationing both husband and wife in a war zone when they had children at home. Senator Hines didn't want us to take any chances that a young child would lose both his father and mother. He was thinking of children first. His bill was almost unanimously defeated. What does that say about some of the choices of some of our senators? Well, you young people will be the senators and the newspaper writers and the television producers and the teachers and lawyers and the mothers and fathers of the next generation. You'll have the opportunity to participate fully in this world of ours. You'll be the ones who will make the choices. You'll make the difference. I trust that as time goes on, you'll be aware deep inside yourself of the kind of difference you have been able to make. Of course, we don't always succeed in what we try. Certainly not by the world's standards. But I think you'll find it's the willingness to keep trying that really matters most. It's not the honors and the prizes and the fancy outsides of life which ultimately nourish our souls. It's the knowing that we can be trusted, that we never have to fear the truth, that the bedrock of our very being is good stuff. That's what makes anybody and anything truly memorable. There's a neighborhood song that I often sing, which is meant for the child in each of us. I'd like to give you the words of that song today. It's you I like. It's not the things you wear. It's not the way you do your hair. But it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you. Not the things that hide you. Not your diplomas, they'll be right beside you. But it's you I like, every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. I hope that you remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like. It's you yourself. It's you. It's you I like. What that ultimately means, of course, is that you don't ever have to do anything sensational for people to love you. In fact, the outside things of life, the things that television and newspapers talk about most, are not really the important things. It's the inside of all of us that makes us who we really are. When I say it's you I like, I'm talking about that part of you that helps you to wonder and dream and feel for others. That's the part of you that will make the biggest difference in this world. May you and your friends and your families be blessed with lives filled with opportunities to make the kind of choices that will help others. Little favors, big favors, opportunities for you to become the best of whoever you are and whoever your neighbor may be. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. Congratulations.